Hey there. Welcome to another episode of 1001 Ways of Being to Let Go Of. But I'm going to throw you for a little loop today, as this way of being is both of higher consciousness and lower consciousness, depending on the context. And there's likely many ways of being that can be both. In fact, God, in the book Conversations with God, might call it the divine dichotomy. So today's 1001 way of being to let go of is the shadow side of seeking approval. But I'm also going to cover the upside of it so we can see the divine dichotomy in this particular way of being. But before we get to today's episode called The Divine Dichotomy, Navigating the Shadow and Light of Seeking Approval, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host of your weekly dose of higher consciousness. I'm also the founder and editor-in-chief of the MindBodySpiritNetwork.com, which brings you this podcast. Now, my intentions with these 1001 ways of being to let go of is to introduce you to lower ways of being so that you can wake up to energy fields that bring you down, that are self-destructive and self-sabotaging and are negatively oriented, and help you realign with a better focus or compass for your life. And today is no exception. So let's get started. So over in the community of consciousnesscalibrations.com, which is where I go to get inspirations for these podcasts, someone requested a calibration for seeking approval on the shadow side. Now, if you are a paid subscriber over there, you can request calibrations that are of general interest to the whole audience. So this is one of them. And you can also become a member, a free member, but you won't be able to make requests and ask for calibrations. But in any event, it's a great community to become aware of and to start reading calibrations. It's of higher consciousness to do so. It can start to shift you in significant ways when you start to shore up your energy field with the truth about things. So here's what this community member had to say about this topic in their request for the calibrations. He or she said, after switching my thinking to do things for myself, my anxiety went away about having to do things to make other people happy or seek their approval. Now, in seeking approval, there are two motivations, either from deficiency or proficiency. So in this particular case, the community member had a deficiency energetically about, because they're seeking approval for others to make them happy. That, you know, you're trying to make someone else happy, you're in a sinkhole because there's some underlying deficiency that's going on there. And certainly there's the energy of not enoughness, which is pretty common in lower consciousnesses. It's always like underlying not enoughness feeling within your own consciousness. So the calibration of seeking approval in general is 200, which is the gateway to higher consciousness. But you're sitting on a fence there. And in spiritual communities, you're always sitting on a fence of the divine dichotomy energetically. And you got to pay attention to what side of the fence you're on when you're dealing with this particular issue in general here, seeking approval. What side of the fence are you on? So on the low side of the fence, the downside or the shadow side, the calibration for seeking approval is 150. That's pretty darn low, or 10 to the 150th power. And anything below 200 has no power, even though I just put the word power in it. It's how you express a logarithm, and it's 10 to the 150th power. So and anything at 200 above is higher consciousness. Anything below 200 is lower consciousness. So according to the map of spiritual progress, which Brian Gibbs created over at consciousnesscalibrations.com, The energy of 150 has the intention to dominate, which is kind of interesting. The crown chakra is expressing a juvenile energy, which you can certainly see the juvenile side of this, where, you know, you're just trying to please a parent. That's for sure. I notice in my life, always seeking approval from my dad. That's pretty common. Or seeking approval from your mother as a male. That's a pretty common human thing to do. But on the downside, it's no good. It keeps you stuck in not enoughness and lower consciousness. And it's no wonder that this particular community member felt better when they started doing things from themselves and let go of seeking approval or trying to make others happy. The energy is different, totally different. So when you let go of the 150, you can't help but feel lighter and feel better and jump up above 200. That's the nature of the energy, period. So on the map of spiritual progress, and he uses the chakra system to kind of inform you as to what the energy is coming from the crown chakra is juvenile. Coming from your third eye is authoritarian. And coming from the heart, there's resentfulness. So this is the overall energy of 150. There's nothing constructive or upward lifting about it. It's destructive and downward pulling. So you can get the map of spiritual progress now. I created that a few episodes back, so you can take a look at it and get to know it when you go to the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com/MOSP, and you can check out the map of spiritual progress there, or just go to consciousnesscalibrations.com. This is what Brian created for all of us to come into alignment with and put things into context. So it's funny, I over at consciousnesscalibrations.com, I can do a search on the energy of 150 to see what else is in this magnetic attractor field of energy. Remember, these are impersonal attractor fields. There's no opinion or judgment about it. It's just a measurement of energy, period. So the energy of 150 is the same energy of having a writer's block, which is interesting to know. And this one is funny. Big phony crocodile tears. So you can see crocodile tears in movies and even politicians. You can tell when it's just a false, insincere display of emotion, such as a hypocrite crying fake tears of grief. I love that. Crocodile tears that are phony. You can tell. So anyway, same energy, seeking approval is the same energy as this, as well as the I told you so attitude. When you want to prove others, you know, prove yourself right and prove others wrong, it's an I told you so attitude. You don't want to be that person. No one wants to be around you in the energy field of 150. It's no surprise that if you're not liked or people shun you because of it, it's because of this. The energy is negative. So let's go to the upside of seeking approval, which comes from the energy of proficiency, right? This calibrates at 230. This is a quantum leap up from seeking approval on the shadow side. So 10 to the 150th power versus 10 to the 230th power is quite different. Seeking approval at this level is really not necessarily even seeking it. It's accepting that you're enough, that you're doing a good job, you're proficient at something. It just feels good. It feels better. And it's the same energy, 230, is the same energy as living life on your own terms. Now, that's kind of interesting because you've let go of seeking approval from others and you are living life on your own terms. That's kind of, I think, what the community member might have been feeling. They're like, you know, I'm letting go of this. I'm going to live life on my own terms and do what makes me happy, period. So the energy is proven in consciousness to just be and feel better. It's also the energy of being consistent. So when you start, I like to share these things that what's in the pool you're swimming in at 150, right? That pool is being phony. You got writer's block, and you're a person who's like, I told you so, right? Do you really want to be swimming in that pool? Or would you rather be swimming in one where you're living life on your own terms, right? That just feels better. The energy is better. And it's proven in consciousness to be true. Okay, so that's it for today's 1001 ways of being to let go of on the downside, and a way of being of higher consciousness on the upside. Now, if you haven't downloaded my list of rules to live by worksheet yet, which is when you hear like seeking approval on the upside could be a list of rules to live by because it's of higher consciousness. So if you'd like to get that worksheet, I've put together some calibrations in the 200, 300, 400, 500s just to spark ideas about list of rules to live by that you choose. You can personalize it. And you can get more ideas for this list over at consciousnesscalibrations.com. So if you'd like to get this, you can go to the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com/rules to live by, all one word, and you can download that and start, you know, to even create a list of rules to live by is higher consciousness too. I'm pretty sure it's 350. That's huge. That's the energy of accepting that you're the creator of your own experience. So hey, why not? Any type of goal setting, writing down, journaling is all higher consciousness alignment, and you become a magnetic attractor field for everything that you're putting down in writing. So, my name is Liz Gracia. I'm your happy host of your weekly dose of Higher Consciousness podcast. Thank you for joining me, and I'll see you again next week. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of Higher Consciousness podcast, or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast. Or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.